Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. Yes, I know I've spoken on these verses. I've included them in a longer passage in the previous discourse, a grievous conversation. But I return to Jeremiah 4, verses 19 to 21, under the title, In an Instant. Let me remind you of the passage. God is bringing judgment upon Judah. And here is Jeremiah speaking for himself, but I think he's speaking for Judah. Oh, my anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent, for I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In an instant, my tents are destroyed. My shelter, in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. Why am I returning to this little section? Well, Jeremiah is voicing Judah's anguish, grief, pain, agony, the pounding heart. These are the words he uses, verse 19. And why is this anguish? Why is this pain? Why this agony? Why this pounding heart? Because of the trumpet, the battle cry, verse 19. And particularly this point, Jeremiah bringing the words of Judah out, it's happened, he says, in an instant my tents are destroyed, my shelter in a moment, in an instant, in a moment. It's happened so suddenly. My life has changed. The life of Judah is so radically altered. In a moment, in an instant, the warning has been there, but now the disaster has suddenly struck us. Can you hear echoes? Does this remind you of anything you read in the New Days of the New Covenant? Do you read anything like this in the New Testament? Well, how about 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 57? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But a time will come when the perishable will put on the imperishable, and all will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the flash. In the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and so on. Can you not hear echoes there? In a moment, in a flash, like a lightning flash, at the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound. I hear echoes here of Judah speaking. I've heard the sound of the trumpet. I've heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disasters. In an instant, in a moment. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 57 speaks of something very, very close to it. Of course, there is glorious for the saints. It's a wonderful change at the end. But of course, there are dreadful words for the ungodly, for they too shall stand before Christ, be raised from the dead. How about 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16? The Lord himself will descend from heaven, and the trumpet call of God, and the dead shall be raised. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. How about Matthew 24? How about that? The lightning flash, the call, the instantaneous, sudden lightning across across the heavens from one end of the heaven, to the other. And just as in the days of Noah, they'd be doing this and that, and things going on and on and on. But suddenly, out of a clear blue sky, shall I say, but it'd probably be a darkened sky, Christ shall come. And how about 1 Thessalonians 5:1-3? When they're saying peace and safety, then pregnant, powerful, poignant, sudden destruction comes upon them. But you, says Paul, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4, are not in darkness that these days should overtake you in this surprising way to believers. And yet, here it is. Judah did not know. And yet Jeremiah had been preaching this. Other prophets had been declaring it. Israel in the north had gone into exile. But stupid, foolish, senseless, sinful Judah. And these are the words that God is using about them, wicked and so on, as we've seen. What did they learn? Nothing. They congratulated themselves that all things would continue. 2 Peter 3. Things are going on the same. Nothing is going to change here. Judah would not listen. Judah was warned, but did not know. But these are the days of the new covenant now. And exactly the same is happening today. You remember in Luke, well, in all the Gospels, but in Luke you can check it out. How many times did Jesus warn his disciples that he was going up to Jerusalem and there he would be crucified? I think it's 5 or 6 times. And it says, but they did not understand. They did not realize. They did not know. Now, unbeliever, I'm speaking to you. You have been warned that you have to die. And Christ is coming. And if Christ comes before you die, then the same thing will happen. You will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Resurrection or taking straight there when Christ comes. And you have to answer. Scripture is abundantly plain. Acts 17 speaks. God has appointed a day, ordained a day, set a day apart for that judgment, and he's appointed a day, and he's given evidence of that judgment day and the judge in that he has raised Christ from the dead. Now, I know you will laugh and scoff at it, but there it is. I'm warning you. And in an instant, you will come to it. Death will hit you, or Christ will come. Be warned. It's clear. But sinners forget. They go on thinking, they can go on living as they've always done, and it's always going to be the same. All things are the same, 2 Peter 3. Nothing changes here, we can go on. No, my friend, one day you will breathe your last, or Christ will come, and you will stand before Christ, and then eternity. Are you not warned about it? But it's not only sinners. As I said, the disciples didn't understand when Christ was warning them. And Matthew 25, all the virgins, those with oil and those without, believers and unbelievers, they all slept. They all slumbered and slept. And they had to be awakened when the bridegroom came. The picture is clear. In an instant, suddenly, in the flash of lightning, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last moment, at the last time, the trumpet shall sound and Christ shall come, and that when will be the end of this age and the ushering in of the eternal age. And your eternity, don't talk about ages, your eternity and mine. Prepare to meet your God, Amos. Prepare to meet your God. Death is on the road. Judgment is coming. Christ is returning. Be warned. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, and that is now, for now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. Now, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart, as in the provocation. Do not be like Judah and be senseless. Seek the Lord now. Call upon him while he is near. Oh, I do hope that this discourse may really be used of God to bring not just one, but many unbelievers to their senses and bring them to call upon the name of the Lord. It is appointed unto men once to die. In an instant, suddenly Christ shall come. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So prepare to meet your God, I say to you, and do so now.